Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope you are all staying warm and cozy. We are in December and it is kind of cold out there this month. So on today's show, my guest is Derek Williams. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning, Carol.
And for those of you that may not know, which if you're local, you should know that name, he wears many hats, and we were just talking about that. First of all, Derek is the mayor of Honesdale, correct?
That's correct.
And congratulations on winning the election.
Thank you very much.
And you're also the community engagement manager for the Wayne County Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And you are also the chair for the Transportation Task Force under the Wayne Tomorrow umbrella.
Right? That's right. Yep.
Wow. Yes. And you, you know, we know that, you know, sometimes our roles interact, but sometimes our roles are different in many ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing, you know, we do sit on the Wayne Tomorrow team together, right? And so I thought it was really exciting when you were talking about this new project under the Transportation Task Force. So can you talk a little bit about that? Like maybe let's talk about what the Transportation Task Force is and kind of some team players that are on that.
Yeah, sure. So the Transportation Task Force is part of the Wayne Tomorrow Initiative. We have task force for housing, transportation, agriculture. Transportation has always been close to my heart because the accessibility of the hometown that I call home here in Honesdale is important to me, and it's a important aspect of being able to live, work, and play comfortably and safely in town. So some of what we work on there, accessibility is really the focus of all of it, and that can mean a lot of different things. So we've done some surveys to see what public interest is in potential shuttle services along Route 6. We've studied the prospects of that being a pilot program a couple times. We have also worked on some walkability stuff in downtown Honesdale in partnership with the Greater Honesdale Partnership and some of their streetscapes initiatives. And lately we've been going up and down Main Street, kind of by hand assessing the accessibility of Main Street storefronts and having a conversation with businesses and trying to let anyone with accessibility needs know what the options are for them in Main Street.
Right. Because again, you know, as we know, we, you know, we have our community here, you know, Wayne County overall is, you know, our population is somewhere around 51,000 people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we get a lot of influx of visitors and, you know, people from out of town coming and spending for the weekend. And so one thing you are talking about, you know, we have a lot of stores on Main Street in Honesdale, mm-hmm. and people want to go into them and visit them, right?
They do.
And so sometimes, though, the accessibility is not there for individuals, especially people in wheelchairs, right?
Yeah.
So this project that you are working on with the task force helps make or shows the businesses that are wheelchair friendly, right?
That's right.
So can you talk about that and how people can find out more about that with some free apps that are available, right?
Yeah, for sure. So it kind of started with just the stakeholder interest in the task force itself. And we have a diverse enough crew there kind of working together on this issue that everyone brings a different perspective. And a new member named Allie had a perspective of, hey, if we're walking around town with some family members that have a walker or a wheelchair or even a stroller, what options are available? So with that lens, we kind of did a walking audit approach where we went around town, we looked at the businesses and saw, okay, this one has a ramp, this one has a buzzer, this one has a plenty wide enough door, this one has a handicap accessible bathroom, and we were able to map those on some free apps called Access Now and Wheel Map, and they're open source, kind of crowdsourced apps. So the map always lived there. Honesdale didn't have any dots on it, and now Honesdale has bunches of dots on it, dozens really. And you can click on each one, and it'll give you the specifications of how accessible the place is.
Mm-hmm.
We have a historic Main Street, so a lot of our businesses are just either blessed with an at-grade entrance or have some steps, and there's no fault of the business's own.
Right.
So the part of the conversation has been to map what's there now, talk to the businesses about how things could be incrementally more accessible, tie any of those improvements into the streetscapes project that the Greater Honesdale Partnership's working on, plug info into these apps, and then maybe have some future conversations about grant funding and adding some new features down the line.
Right, which is, again, it just makes Honesdale and our area so much more accessible to anyone that comes and visits, right, and lives here, too.
100%.
You know, we, you know, You may know this. I should know this. The population in Honesdale or Honesdale Borough, is there a difference?
It's Honesdale Borough is about 4,500. Okay. The zip code of Honesdale for the kind of identity probably gets you up into the 15,000 range. And we all know that with Wayne County being the hotbed of summer camps, the population just completely balloons in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So again, you know, Wayne County itself under the human service section has their transportation system, right? The Wayne County transportation system. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the Wayne County transportation system is wonderful. It kind of covers our baseline needs for accessibility in Wayne County. It is a kind of like a rideshare service where you call ahead, you schedule your appointment, and for those medically qualifying and the elderly, the rides are extremely discounted. And I forget the exact fee, but it's nominal because it's subsidized by the state government, which is wonderful. What we've seen beyond that are some of the everyday needs of people who don't qualify for that, or even some of the people who do and want to have a little bit more freedom in their mobility. Those needs, we have to get a little bit more creative with right. funding and problem solving around. And one of the ways we can do that is to make sure some of our foundational elements like crossing the street or safe sidewalks or being able to get into the businesses are covered. So when people land somewhere, they can safely get around.
Exactly. What I would love to see, my dream would be bike paths, but that's me.
I'm with you.
I know, right? I do live far out of town, but you know, again, if I had that opportunity to ride my bike anywhere in town, I would definitely take that. Yeah. You know, and again, you know, not transportation related, but like you said, accessibilities to walking to parks and stuff like that. Those are things that you know, the Wayne Tomorrow group overall is looking at, and many other different organizations out there that try to make it again a friendly place to come. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about you know, again, things that the task force are trying may not always be successful, but at least we're trying different things, like the shuttle system, correct?
Exactly. Yep, we've studied shuttles in the past. We've know from multiple surveys we've done that there is interest in having a more robust public transportation system around here. We know that because Wayne County is so rural and kind of distributed, that having that kind of dedicated, always running service is really difficult to fund. So what we've thought about in the past and tried to plan around is starting small wherever we can, and maybe looking at the Route 6 corridor where we know we have a super concentration of businesses and residences. Mm-hmm. So we've studied that to the degree that we've got on one end of the spectrum bids from a company that could do it for millions of dollars, and on the other end of the spectrum, a local company that was willing to try a pilot for us last year. And the pilot didn't quite work out, yet we learned a lot from it, and we're excited to keep planning in that same spirit.
Right, and again, that's what that task force, you know, the transportation task force is looking at and continuing to look at, mm-hmm. right, and do these different projects.
Totally.
Do you want to just, I know you've been a part of Wayne Tomorrow like myself, just talk about that a little bit more, and how maybe if someone's listening from that may have some knowledge on transportation or housing can get involved, right?
Yeah. Start with going to WayneTomorrow.com, and you can click through to all the different task forces, have a different subpage. You can reach out to the Jenny and Kelly, who are kind of spearheading the Wayne Tomorrow initiative out of the courthouse right now. They'll put you in touch with any of the task forces. And it is a beautiful example of the power of collaboration in Wayne mm-hmm. County. For over a decade, it's been up and running and talking about all the issues we've talked about together over the years. And it's a great way of bringing the business community, the nonprofit community, the government community, and just citizens together to problem solve and try right. to come up with some ways to do things around here.
Right. And again, you know, I think all of these come out of different surveys or plans, or like the hospital, our community health needs assessment, right?
Yes.
And we utilize all that information that comes out of our community. I know the hospital, we just completed our community health needs mm-hmm. assessment, which you know as well, right? And one thing that came up as a need for our community is transportation and access to care.
Yes.
You know, you think of, yeah, individuals need to get to work, right? They need to get to school. But individuals need to get to their medical appointments as well, right? And how important, and you mentioned that already, that the Wayne County Transportation System, which again, you know, they can give the aging office a call. I think it's 253-4 262 or something like right, that.
Right, that's great. Probably is.
I try to remember all those numbers. But, you know, they can definitely transfer you to that. But, you know, we see as a hospital and, you know, our and with the community health centers that people miss their appointments, right? There are different organizations out there like Growing Older Together. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about them? I know, again, we work with many of them, right? And so that's why we, the show of transportation we're talking about involves many different organizations that are looking at making life easier for individuals, and Growing Older Together is one of them, right?
Yeah, they're a great one, and they're kind of part of the extended Wayne Tomorrow family. Mm-hmm. One thing that Wayne Tomorrow does so well is it just maintains a working relationship all throughout the year. So if anytime there's a project that overlaps with the interests of one group or another, we have some people who can help us out with things. So Growing Older Together works in the community by rallying the support of willing volunteers who can help out people who are part of the membership with everyday chores. And the people who are part of the membership might be seniors and people who can't get around quite as much. And mm-hmm. by being a part of the network, you can get help with grocery delivery or maybe painting the house or just some of those everyday chores that are just outside of your reach.
Right. And one thing they do is transportation too.
There you go.
They
yeah.
do take some of their members to their doctor's appointments, which again, I think there are services out there. And I think that's one of our goals too, is, you know, to let people know that if they have questions, they should reach out. Is there someone they can call? We know that they can call the transportation. We said about the aging office. Is there any way they can reach out to you or the task force?
Oh, definitely. Yep. Through that Wayne Tomorrow website, you can find a link to reach out to us at the task force.
Mm-hmm.
You could also find me at the Wayne County Community Foundation or Borough Hall, or my office hours are usually just walking around the street or at the local coffee shop. So anytime, stop me to talk about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody walks and puts a lot of miles on, Derek definitely does do that, right?
Yeah.
It is so important, and it's so healthy for us as well.
It is,
you
yeah.
know, and when individuals do live on Main Street, they don't always have a car.
Yeah, you know, I don't have the data off the top of my mind, but mm-hmm. for Honesdale Borough, countywide, there's more people without an automobile in their household than you might expect. In the borough, it's an even higher number because you have such a concentration of places to work and services. And this day and age, that kind of folds into just general livability and being able to mm-hmm. afford things. If you can have a job that can pay the bills, great. Sometimes that's not enough to pay for a car on top of that. And
exactly.
Being able to walk around is really important.
Right, right. And you know, again, I know there are also some organizations out there that sometimes assist families that may need help, not so much buying a car, but maintenance. And I know the Wayne County Family Center has worked with families with some assistance and programs. We can't help everyone, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But there are different programs available for people. So, you know, I mean, I like to have as many resources as possible. So anyone's welcome to give me a call, too, at my number at 570-253-8422. And if I don't have that information, I would definitely be happy to share with you. Because, again, we partner with many of these organizations. And that's kind of like under the Wayne County Community Foundation as well, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the spirit of all the work we do. We have a mission to help people pull together the financial and non-financial resources to, you know, have a good quality of life here for everybody. And a lot of that, you know, just the nature of where we are just kind of requires partnership. So mm-hmm. we're really good at it. We're always willing to partner with more. One you just reminded me of is one we have with the Wayne Pike Workforce Alliance. We hold a fund for them called the Worker Crisis Fund. So you kind of onboard with them and talk to them if you have a unexpected financial need that prevents you from getting to work, and there's some money there to help with a car repair or things along those lines.
Right. And you know, and I'm so glad you brought that up too, because we forget about these things, but when we put on the spot with a, you know, a phone in front of us and trying to record a show, right, we
yeah.
we it just pops up into our head. But yeah, these, I always say that Wayne County is a wonderful county to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here for over 35 years, and you have been born and raised here, right? Pretty
yeah.
much?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Exactly. And the services and the resources that Wayne County provides for our community, it is extensive. Yeah. You know, we're just doing a show today on transportation, but I'm so glad that you brought up Workforce Alliance, because they work with so many individuals to help them find the right job, to help them get, you know, themselves into the workforce, right?
It's amazing the work they do, and everything really is interconnected. Mm-hmm. Workforce, housing, transportation, they're all kind of one and the same.
Right, because those are the things that really people need to live a good quality of life.
100%.
Right?
Yep.
So, Derek, any last words that you want to kind of talk about?
I would just say, if you are interested in anything transportation related, I really would encourage you to reach out. We're always happy to have you at a task force meeting, and little projects kind of come and go as the interest in them bubbles up. So in addition to those apps, we have some new signage going into Main Street soon for businesses that'll physically denote the accessibility of a business, which we're really excited about.
Wonderful. Derek, again, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.